T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
At least they can walk in their neighborhood, they can learn about things. And we did a lot of stuff virtually so that people could learn about what birds might they see in their backyard, what might birds might they see at the prairie, what are the plants they're looking at. I mentioned the 9 natives that we do at the Museum of Natural Science. We have guides on our website, which is now called coastalprairieconservancy.org. And you can learn about 9 natives for shade and 9 natives for sun. It also gives you design elements so that if you can't afford to have a landscape architect come out and design this beautiful garden, but you love gardening yourself, it shows you, okay, put the tall plants in the back so that they don't shade out those
kind of like in pictures. You put the dog people in the back.
That's true. You're right. I always get in the front because I'm not quite 5'2".
The same.
So yes, I know the feeling. Ellie, I thought you were probably about the same height. So we have resources for people. We also do seed collecting. I mentioned Lan Shen earlier. Mm-hmm. She goes to other places where perhaps the area is going to be developed, but it has a beautiful, beautiful set of grasses and wildflowers, and we collect seed, and then we use those to actually
to continue the growth.
Exactly.
Yes.
So those are just some of the opportunities. If you have the ability to do, you know, geographic information services, GIS, then systems, GIS, help us do maps. Help us do whatever you can. We've got committees that people can serve on. We like people to serve on our committees first, but if they're interested then in serving on the board, that's a great training ground. So they learn about us, we learn about them. Mm-hmm. We have Stewardship Saturdays, the second Saturday of every month. Love to have Boy Scout and Girl Scout troops come out.
Oh, that's great.
Yep, any kind of group, but also you can come out individually. One of the things that we try to do is to make sure that our volunteers not only do help us, but we help them. Because it's great social interaction.
Yes.
They meet new people. They learn new things. We have a training program that Bethany Fauché, our stewardship manager, outreach and stewardship manager puts together. And she will do a whole program for volunteers. We do it twice a year. We love volunteer docents. If you know about plants, you know about birds, come walk the trails with people who don't know about it. I always have people come out and say, what is that? I can recognize about 10 birds and they have to be in the right position. That's not my background. You know, I have a master's in planning, not that. But it's cool because when you go with somebody, you know, even if you go with somebody that doesn't know every bird, they can say, oh, listen, you know, that's a dick whistle and that's why it sounds that way. Or here's a quail. And it's not about having everybody know every bird and say, I recognize this. It's about how wonderful nature is and how it's wonderful to go out there and not necessarily hear the sounds of traffic.
Right.
Instead, hear bullfrogs, hear crickets, hear, you know, mallards, hear geese, everything that you can think of that might be out there. I mean, we have over 300 species of wildlife. And we have over 700 species of grasses and wildflowers that live or migrate on the prairie. Obviously, the plants live on the prairie, but the wildlife migrates. But we also have endemic species like the mottled duck that live their whole life. They breed there. They live there. They, you know, die there.
Right.
And so we want people to know about that. But it's not a test. You don't have to come out and, you know, after 30 minutes, you have to, okay, I can identify it. But for people who do want to, you know, we do have experts and people who can already do that. We'd love to have them volunteer to us.
Yeah. Absolutely. Again, if you're just now joining us, speaking with Ms. Marianne Piacentini, President and CEO of Now the Coastal Prairie Conservancy. If you would like to volunteer, if you would like more information, just get involved. Visit them at their website. Is it coastalprairieconservancy.org?
That is. It's correct. Yes.
Great.
We're a nonprofit organization, so we're a .org, not a .dot anything else. and we love people to volunteer. We love people to talk about us. The more they know about us, the more they might invite their neighbors to come talk about us. You know, we love people who want to donate to us financially, you know, and it doesn't matter what it is. I think that people who care about us, who want to be involved with us, whatever level that they want to support us, whether it's volunteer or it's a financial donation, is one more person that knows about the Coastal Prairie and what we do and how they can make sure that it's safe. I mean, Coastal Prairie is the most endangered ecosystem in the world,
even
more than the rainforest. There's only 1% left of it and about 15 to 20% that's probably in restorable shape. And so we're trying to do our part to protect as much of that remaining wonderful prairie and then the restorable prairie, because we also, you know, are working on restoring our lands. We've on the 18,000 acres that are on the historic prairie, we own 13,500 acres of it. And we have restored, established it, or enhanced about 5,000 acres of wetlands, which are needed not only for flood mitigation, but just for the migratory waterfowl and the wetlands dependent species.
Right.
But we are also working on about 1,000 acres of grasslands, which is much harder to do than, you know, if you find the right low spot, you find the right hydric soils, you can get a wetland to be produced there. But grasslands, it's tougher because invasive species or improved grasses like Bermuda grass or Johnson grass are outcompete the natives.
Right.
So it takes a lot of nurturing, but we're working on it. And the more help we get, the more likely we are to succeed.
Is that how you maintain it, via volunteers and via the help? I mean, all these different areas, or
it's everything.
Is there anything do you let nature kind of take its course, or do you maintain it to a certain degree?
Well, we try to let nature take its course, but nature on the prairie has always had help, whether it's burns that are natural, so we have to do prescribed burns, whether it's hooved animals like bison or cows that tramp down some of the things and keep other things away, like the invasive species, or it's mechanical means or herbicides, we have to do everything. You know that you can never totally eliminate invasive species.
Right.
They're rampant, but you can reduce them to a level that's acceptable, like 5%, but you have to keep doing it. What you don't want to do is let your land be overrun by the invasives, because then it's a lot more expensive to take care
of it. Yeah. Well, I can imagine.
Down to the 5%, you've got people that can go out and exit.
And it grows, and it, you know, like the saying says, it grows like weeds.
Well, you know, you're right. Obviously there are other prairies there, you know, tall grass prairies in the prairie pothole section up north in the Dakotas and beyond, and they have a winter freeze. So they don't have what we have is almost, you know, 365 day growing season.
Right.
So nothing is knocked back. Whereas there, they have an opportunity to get rid of some of the bad
stuff.
We have to do it, you know, when we can, and we follow all the protocols for prescribed burns. We don't do anything that we shouldn't do because we don't want to, you know, damage air quality any more than it's already. So. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Speaking once again with Ms. Marianne Piacentini from the Coastal Prairie Conservancy. Thank you so much for letting us in. And of course, if there's anybody listening that would like to volunteer, that would like to donate, of course, coastalprairieconservancy.org. Ms. Marianne, thank you for joining me today and sharing such wonderful information. You know, I feel like a lot of the times we don't know. We want to be part of the green spaces. We enjoy the green spaces, but we don't know what's behind it on your end, on how to maintain it, how to keep it, and how to just, you know, continue to be fruitful for, you know, generations ahead, which is very, very important these days.
Well, Ellie, thank you for having me, but also thank you for letting me share some of this information with your listeners. I hope that some of them already know about us, but I also hope that even more, since you have a good listenership, that they will find out about us, come visit us on our website, or come out and see us on one of our open days.
Absolutely. You're listening to Eye on Houston. Once again, that website is Coastal Prairie Conservancy. My name is Ellie Escobar, and you're listening to Eye on Houston.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.